Welcome in Keith Smith, who covers the NBA for Spot Rack. What's going on, Keith?
Quite a bit. It's the busiest time of the year.
No kidding. Well, let's start yesterday. Russell Westbrook opts in to his $47 million player option with the Lakers just one day after Kyrie Irving opts in to his $37 million player option with Brooklyn. If you had to pick one of the two to be more likely to be on a different team to start next season, who would it be?
I think I'd still go with Kyrie Irving. I don't think it's very likely for either of them to be on a different team to start next season, but Kyrie Irving's just a far more tradable player. He's a better player than Westbrook, and he has makes far less on a contract than Westbrook does, but I think they'll both probably be right where they are when next season tips off.
Well, Keith, let's dive into the Kyrie Irving situation, because it was a very heavily debated topic with, you know, his situation this year, opting in, opting out, sign and trade, Lakers, Nets, Clippers, whatever, however you want to, you know, lay it out. Do you think he just walked into a scenario where he tried to use his leverage as maybe getting a max extension, or seeing, you know, what the rest of the league thinks of him, and finally realized that there wasn't the attention that he decided, and just decided to take $37 million to return to the Nets?
I definitely think there's some of that in there. I also think Kyrie Irving is, well, one of those guys who, it's kind of like, remember when you were younger and you'd go and you'd buy something, and then you'd be, maybe this still happens to you now, but you'd buy it, and then you get home and you'd be like, oh, man, I want that instead. I shouldn't have bought this. I think he has remorse in that way, where, maybe this would be better. Maybe this place will be better. I think he's a guy who's searching for his own basketball happiness, where he's going to be able to play basketball and also be very happy. And I think he gets kind of caught up in these things. But I think there was a leverage play out there as well, to see, like, hey, who wants to, you know, get me on a full new max deal, because I think the Nets made it pretty clear that that's not something they're interested in.
My guess is this time tomorrow, Keith, that Brad Beal is very happy. Sounds like he's going to opt out of his player option and sign a new monster deal with Washington that could make him the highest paid player in the NBA. My question is, who is Washington bidding against so as to give Brad Beal a 5-year max extension? Is there another team in the NBA that would give him anything close, Keith?
Not right now, but mostly because they don't really have the ability to. That's the challenge in this market right now. The teams that have cap space, they're not going to be places Bradley Beal wants to go, or teams that necessarily are in position to do that where they're at in their developmental curve. So I think what you're looking at, though, if you're Washington, is it's not necessarily about giving that money to him right now. It's about what happens in a year or two. Because if you said, we're not willing to go there, where we want to do less than the max, then what happens is Bradley Beal maybe says, all right, well, I'll opt out and I'll force a sign and trade somewhere, or I will opt in, but then next year I'm definitely leaving, or something like that. It's these contracts are not always just decisions in the moment. Sometimes there are decision-making processes that come into play that are 1, 2, 3 years in a window that you're looking at.
We're joined by Keith Smith, and Keith, the big news coming out of yesterday is that Jalen Brunson is about to be a very, very rich man from the New York Knicks. The Knicks clearing cap space to present him with a 4 or 5 year deal somewhere in the range of $100-110 million. Jalen Brunson, you know, was a guy that played really well in the playoffs in Luka Doncic's absence, but do you think he's capable enough of leading a franchise like the Knicks as the number one point guard?
Yeah, we're looks like we're going to find out. Just to be clear, too, it'll be a 4-year deal, because if you're signing another team's player, you can only give them 4 years. You can only get 5 years if you're re-signing with your current team. But in this situation with Brunson, I think what we're going to see is he the guy that led Dallas to a couple of wins in the playoffs when Luka Doncic was out? And is he the guy who can kind of not only lead your offense as a playmaker, but be the fulcrum as a scorer as well, and a guy you really feel good about building around. And if that's what you think he is, then that's a, you know, $25 to $30 million player. If you believe that, if it's less, then we'll see. But 25 to 30 million, people are getting a little too crazy, I think, about the number.
Yeah.
Because it takes a lot to pay a guy to get him to change teams, and that number still only puts him about somewhere in the 12th to 15th highest paid point guard in the NBA.
John Wall, I guess previous to being bought out of his contract, was among the highest paid players in the NBA. He apparently is on his way to the LA Clippers as early as tomorrow. What do you think John Wall still has left in the tank at this point in his career, Keith?
Yeah, I think anybody who's expecting him to be, you know, John Wall, all-star, all-NBA guy, you got to take those expectations away, and I don't think that's what the Clippers are looking for too. But I don't think he fell off from that to shouldn't even be in the league, and that's what he's going to be paid by the Clippers. Like, they're going to give him their taxpayer mid-level, which is about $6.5 million, and he's going to come in there as ideally probably at least to open the year their backup point guard. So I think that's perfectly fine. I think If we're talking giving John Wall a $20 to $30 million a year contract, well, that's ridiculous because we haven't seen him play in a year and a half. But if you're only paying this guy, you know, enough to, you know, kind of come in and be your backup point guard, you're perfectly fine. And the Clippers have enough depth and they have enough resources that if it doesn't work out, they'll just move on and move on to the next guy.
NBA free agency less than 48 hours away. And if you want to get all the lowdowns and the scoops on the NBA, make sure to follow Keith at Keith Smith NBA. Probably one of the easiest Twitter handles to read on the radio. So thank you for that, Keith, and thank you for taking the time this morning.
I'll pass those thanks on to my mom for giving me a nice
Nice. Very simple. That is Keith Smith from Spot Rack, amongst other publications. A great follow on Twitter. 103,000 Twitter followers. I aspire to be like Keith Smith one day.